Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Oh. Okay.
Hello,
Meaty.
Hello.
Hello, Earth.
Yes,
Earth Guitarist.
Yes, I got caught first.
Earth okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. It's all quiet. I was about to hang up. I was about to listen. Y'all ain't going to have me sitting here looking stupid.
No, this is the deal. I'm not at the helm right now. I just dropped my daughter off, so I'm waiting for the bus. I'm in transit because I didn't feel like losing my parking spot for driving. So,
are you serious?
Yo, listen, it's hard to find parking, especially for a truck.
Or
oh,
yeah,
small
yeah, over
car.
There. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, see,
yeah,
I have a small truck, so I don't know anymore.
Yeah, no, I got a Tahoe. You see my Tahoe.
Yeah, I know what
engine.
You got. Your truck is way,
like,
listen, your truck is the size of my Pacifica.
He got what do you call it, a tractor truck?
Tractor truck. You know what?
Yeah, I'm not about that.
You and that cat kick rocks. Hey, everyone.
Wow,
sorry
really?
For the delay. Welcome to the next episode of The Menu. We got
oh
Mika, we got Nicole, we got Big Red and Brother B in the house, and oh,
hi,
God.
Everyone.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow, I guess she can hear now. She's no longer affecticated.
Oh gosh. Oh yeah. Of course.
Yes, I'm much better now. Yes.
Of course for this topic. So, how's everybody doing today?
I just wish it was winter time.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, was it not the hottest day
yes,
ever?
Yes, it was hot like it was in the middle of July. We didn't even hit June.
Well, you're about
oh,
to be
God.
Really mad because it's going to be like this all week into next week.
Are you
and
serious?
Beyond. I'm
that's
not all right. Joking.
I'll be in the house. Not a problem.
I wish
I was joking. I grab up somebody barbecue.
I don't like outside. Listen, they could have the outside and I'll be sitting inside and they just bring the food to me because I don't.
You know what?
No.
And this
exactly.
is why
I'll
you can't.
Outside either.
See,
well, you
and
know
this
what?
Is
they
why you guys can't play in the summer.
Nope, I don't like summer.
Nope,
they're trying to scare
either.
People. Well, you know,
but mind
you,
I'm talking crap.
From coming
but listen, I'm talking crap, but I'm in the house avoiding the heat at all costs. So
yeah, exactly.
Me.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
I'm waiting for the
damn bus.
Anything beyond 70
yeah,
is just way too much.
Kinda, it's better now because, you know, the sun done went down and, you know.
Really?
No, I'm surrounded
yeah,
by
yeah.
trees. So
it's still hot.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by trees, so yeah.
Listen,
it's not cool.
It'll be
it's
cool,
not cool
late tonight.
I mean, it's good because I was able to turn my air conditioner off, so it's cooled down.
It ain't cooled down enough.
Not for me.
Damn, Skippy. I like fall. Fall weather's nice. I
so
can
me
do
too.
Yep, fall.
I can do yeah, just this hot.
Fall and winter,
weather
I love.
Awesome.
I don't do summer too much.
I do
that's
summer.
Why, that's why
it's
Trump went. If that's why Trump went, and we got to go back to Africa. I'm not going to make it.
Who's
going to
Africa? I'm going to Canada. Which one is
trippy? My boat got to go someplace else. I can't go to that hot-ass Africa.
I'm going to London.
I
y'all can go to Africa if y'all want to. I'm going to London.
What?
London?
See,
going to London.
No. It's too expensive.
I don't care.
It is.
I ain't
you
got to
go
no
to Canada.
Hot.
Listen, go to Canada. At least marijuana is legal there.
Oh, that's an idea. I mean, not like
why?
I'm promoting saying
or maybe I'll go to Nova Scotia or something like that. I ain't going
to. I said, listen, did I say move to that? Did I say move to the ass of Canada? No. I just said Canada. Honey, if you go to Nova Scotia, you're going to hate the winter.
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry, Nova Scotia is
my family. My family calls me a human cold here, honey, okay?
All right. Okay, and I'm on the bus.
What's all of that? Oh, you on the bus now? I'm not. What is all of that?
I'm on the bus. I'm on the damn.
He's
bus.
On the bus. He's on the bus, and I'm in my backyard.
in my kitchen making coffee. I'm eating caliente.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You guys are just mean.
I'm eating caliente caramel cookie crunch.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm dieting,
cookie?
And you suck. I just want you to know that. Because if I don't lose weight, my sciatica is going to keep progressing worse.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I'm too cute to have sciatica at this young age.
Thank you.
How you like?
God,
I am. That's some old people stuff. That's what my mama should have.
Well, you know, I kind of feel I got a touch of that too, but y'all, listen. I don't know.
Who else can do that? Sciatica is like the death of you.
I'm gonna go get me an electric shock treatment.
Listen, sciatica is the definition of you actually becoming an adult and being old. Two things I don't approve of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Because again, too cute for that foolishness. So we're not doing that.
Okay.
I can't.
Unfortunately, they think
I know
it's
crazy. Nicole agrees with me. Nicole, ain't you too cute to be having stuff like that happen? See, Nicole agrees.
Girl, my mama's
okay.
Better than me.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, you, brother, be you in trouble tonight.
All right, so listen. You know I'm on the bus, so you guys got to say what the topic is. There's certain things I can say, yeah.
Okay.
Can't really talk.
So the topic tonight is Does Size Matter? Welcome to the menu.
Wow.
We're doing Does Size Matter? That's the topic for tonight, which is part two of last week's episode, which was, drum roll please, which one is greater, the box or the pole? So tonight we're going to take another swing at this, no pun intended, actually every pun intended, and tonight we're going to talk about the size matter. So I'm going to start with...
Don't forget the other part, and are multiple positions necessary?
Yes, and our multiple positions necessary in order to make size matter, or not matter, for that matter. I love you to play on words this evening, by the way. Okay, so let's start with someone who can actually talk, who's not in the public. Nikki.
Oh, hell.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. You're going to help.
You go, girl. I got your back. Let's go. All
right. Does size matter? I'm going to say...
Length-wise,
no, but I need some width.
Okay.
What?
Now,
I need
length doesn't matter, but she needs width.
I need width.
She needs thickness.
I need thickness. Because skinny fitness just can't do it for me.
Now, do positions play a role in that?
Depending on the person
you're
with, because not everybody can do every position. And if you don't have a
job,
you can't do
dogs.
But I got too much ass.
But you got all the boxes. All right. But you know the boxes. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm here.
I can
hear you.
Yeah, you hear somebody else.
What
the hell was that?
No, we thought you were going.
Because I can't hear beyond the sound of the bus.
Oh.
Well, hold on. That's why I muted.
Maybe if he muted, it'll be better, you know.
Yeah, he should stay muted like always now.
Yeah. He'll jump in.
So this way, we can actually take control of the show and not have to, take it all out.
That's
and then
right.
When you get it outside, just put the boxes out to the side.
You got it.
That's all. Okay. It wasn't
okay.
Okay. Now, what about you, Big Red? Does it matter?
Okay. Well, since he's muted, I'm gonna agree with the same thing that Nicole said. It's not really the length, even though I do approve of length, but not to the point where you think that's the only thing that's going to get it. It has to be with women. We're women. And what men don't really, you know the thing about that question and the whole thing about size matter and with men always think it's the Minnesota's silly sometimes. They think it's the length, and we like, dog. You know how many men
right.
I have to explain to and tell them it's not your length, dog. It's your width. It's the girth.
Exactly. That's
it's your girth. It has nothing to do because you know I've had to. Oh, I got 8, 9. Okay, but guess what? That 8, 9 ain't meaning nothing if it look like a pencil.
This is true.
Or like a garden snake. That's not going to do nothing for me, and all depending on the woman also. But that's not going to do nothing if you don't have no girth to it.
This is very true.
And I got to agree.
I have to agree.
They don't realize we don't get off really on the length. It's the girth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because not for nothing, I'm going to say this, and I'm quite sure B is going to actually either A, puke on himself, or B, crack the hell up. But
look,
at
if
the
he
end
did
of the
it
day,
already,
we women need girth because that's what actually gets those areas. It's the girth. It's
exactly.
not the length. It's
exactly.
the girth that will hit that
so,
actually has the potency
so what you
to
say,
hit the
it's all about.
Spot.
So what you're trying to say it's all about the friction.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Because let's, as a woman, and I'm going to be honest.
A pencil can't do anything. A pencil can't
no.
hit the wall and leave space.
Nope. You know, it's like the difference between a string bean and a cucumber.
Right. Right, absolutely.
You know, a string
absolutely.
Bean, not so much of the girth. A cucumber, yeah. wow, massive girth.
Right, exactly.
And that's how women achieve her orgasm. Well, at least for me, I can achieve my orgasm with the wide
mm-hmm.
one because you
mm-hmm.
fill everything. They fill up that. Ooh, girl. Yes. Won't he do
right.
it?
Right, exactly.
You know,
now,
and that again.
In terms of maybe like positioning, I don't think that to me. Like I said, maybe you know every woman is different, but to me it doesn't matter. Like I said, as long as you fill in that void, okay. So to speak. You can pretty much work it from there.
I'm okay. Okay, time to make Brother B puke again. Hoo ha.
Uh oh.
Now, positioning is also very important, especially for someone like me, and I'll explain
what's
why.
What's important?
Mm-hmm.
Positioning
mm-hmm.
as well, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to explain
okay.
why because I'm vertically challenged. So being vertically challenged. It's a lot more difficult.
Are you talking about you're tall?
Yes,
I'm
not tall.
Look,
I'm a midget.
I had to sit there and think, I'm like,
I am vertically challenged. I am 4 foot nothing standing on cinder blocks.
You're on what?
Okay.
Okay. I am a leprechaun. Hell, people are elves taller than me.
But how tall are you?
4 foot nothing standing on cinder blocks.
No, you're not. No, you're what?
You are not that short. You was not that much shorter than me, and I'm 5 feet.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm 5'2", so ain't no way in hell. I mean, I used to be 5'4", but I think I shrunk. But I'm 5'2".
Listen,
oh,
ask Brother B. I come up to his ankle, so I'm pretty
oh,
much the short.
Lord.
Brother B don't care. He's an Amazon.
He don't care. Yeah, exactly, because he, you know, he can just take 2 steps, and he'd be in front of the door. So, I listen.
But the simple point is this: when you're a leprechaun, I mean when you're vertically challenged, positioning helps because depending on the positioning, you won't exactly get the same thrust.
Right.
It also depends on the guy too because you could be in the same position with different dudes and one can deliver and one can't.
That's true.
Everyone is different, but again, I mean, for me, you know, being the vertically
right.
challenged person that I am, positioning is
good.
Very
everybody
important.
Is the same height in the bed.
Not really. You know, I'm going. No, not really. Because
and you know
what?
Can we bust that myth now? Let's bust that myth.
I'm short, and I don't have a problem with the height thing.
Well, you still taller than me.
But see, what
but
I, okay, my thing
much.
Is. But okay,
and
my thing is, how tall? Like, do you like tall dudes or you like guys at a medium height, short? Like, what height do you like your men?
I don't care.
See, that's okay. What about you, Nicole?
I'll be honest. Wait, I'm sorry, Nikki, to cut you off real fast. When I was younger, I did not mind going mountain climbing.
Okay.
Now, I don't care.
Okay.
As long as I get a workout.
Lord.
What about you, Dickie?
For his protection, he needs to be taller than me.
Wow, for
right.
his protection.
Because I'll get all in your face if you just, because I'm very.
Right, yeah. I have to agree with Nikki. I don't like short men. I'm not a short man person. I've tried to deal with short men, but they have too much attitude.
Yeah, they're mad because they're short.
Right, they have too much attitude. And it's like, I'm mad because I'm short, and you being mad because you short ain't going to work.
Dude, I don't mind being short.
I love my short.
No, I don't like. I really. I'm kind of mad because I'm short. So.
You know what? You know why I don't mind being short? Because I'm still taller than my mother. So I'm good.
Oh Jesus. Being short don't bother me.
As long as I am still taller than my mother, I am fine.
So
if I was shorter
like
than her,
short,
then I'd be mad.
You know, it don't make no sense when your son's is taller than you and you got to call, can you come get this off the shelf? Mom! And, you know, they big Amazon ask them, you know.
That's what they there for. That's
thank you. I'm glad you beat me to the punch.
And my
mom,
oh, you come to listen, boy.
Listen, but you know what? I get it because I'm taller than my mother, so you can imagine me hopping up on this freaking ladder because she couldn't reach it still. Like, dude, there is. What the hell?
Like I said, for me in the bedroom, it doesn't matter. Like I said, it all depends on the guy. Some men can't do certain positions. You
right.
know, and a lot of
yes.
men, for some reason,
right.
can't do doggy.
No, they can't.
Right.
And I mean, how do you fuck that up?
Because some of them are.
Hold on, I got to chime in. What do you mean?
Uh-oh.
I don't understand.
Are
like,
you chiming in
because
you ain't long enough? Wait, what's up?
Uh-oh.
Challenge!
Oh,
no. Shut up. I'm trying to understand, like, who, what type of dude messes that position up?
You would be surprised.
A dude who thinks
oh, my God, exactly.
Go back there, and they know damn well they can't go back there with a woman with all that ass. And then if you have a skinny penis and you can't work it, then no. And then some guys don't know how to do you. Just because you do Jessica, Pamela, and Tanya that way don't mean you could do Nicole that way.
Exactly.
Stop,
that's
stop
right.
watching porn.
Exactly.
Stop watching porn.
Exactly.
I hate that. We will
exactly.
not be doing
yeah,
that stuff thing over here. We're not
exactly.
doing
like,
that.
Like,
that's
yeah, dudes can mess up. Dudes can mess up some positions depending on, you know, they can mess
a few
up.
Things.
Exactly. Because they watch porn. You ain't like it, and he sucks.
And let's be honest, what's his name, Ron Jeremy? He was short. But he,
oh,
for some reason, was gifted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that one.
Maybe,
and he was
know,
never
who,
cute.
No, you know who has a nice size penis that's nice thing with? Yeah, I watch porn because I'm nasty, right? I like shorty Mac. His penis is nice and wide. That's what I'm talking about.
See?
Shorty Mac, look him up, girl.
What's his name?
Shorty Mac.
Shorty Mac. Is he a midget?
No, hell no, girl.
Oh.
He's just short. He is short, but he's not a midget. But his penis is nice and thick. That's what
oh.
I'm talking about.
See, there you go.
Okay.
Now, see, here's the question.
Yeah,
for
but
him,
some
though.
Of these guys, but wait a minute. What about these guys who get these surgeries? To get an extension, like you, like what's up
yeah,
with that?
You know
like,
what?
It ain't the real
yeah.
thing.
Listen,
no, and I'm not about that life.
So we,
listen,
we don't know.
I don't mess with that.
Listen, I'm a natural for a reason.
Exactly, I don't mess with.
If my hair is natural,
why,
you had
why
better
not?
Be natural.
But
well,
wait a minute,
why,
but why not?
Listen, I ain't messing with no dude. If he got to take pills to be,
if you
talking
exactly.
about, I can't be bothered. Nope.
If you
got
to take pills or get surgery for all of that, it's
yeah.
not even worth it to me.
I ain't got time. I ain't got time to be waiting 20 minutes or 5 minutes.
Oh,
it's not even that. It's not even that. If you, I'll be honest with you. If you got to go through surgery to get yourself together like that, I'm not bothering because I got to wait how many months for you to be better before? No.
Exactly. I ain't got time.
I'm not going through all that drama. Forget that.
I like to sleep with a martini in my hand. Mm-mm.
Listen, just leave it natural and work with what you got. Listen.
Yeah, work with what you got.
It's got so
and if
much
you ain't
waiting.
Got it, and if you ain't got it, you better find ways to make it work.
Word up.
Well, not everybody's
that
creative. Then that's the problem.
Well,
not everybody's that creative.
But that's
well,
what I'm going to say, that, and that's the issue. That
well, these motherfuckers better start reading
be
50 Shades of Grey.
You got some dudes that don't want to be creative because they think you have some men that don't want to be creative because they think they're less of a man if they don't lay that pipe or if they can't, you know, if they feel that they're not laying the pipe correctly, it's like they don't want to try nothing else. And this is like, dog, you got to try something else. You want to please that woman, you got to try other things to please that woman.
And laying the pipe is not all that it takes.
Exactly.
But a lot of times it's not about pleasing the woman with them. They just want to get off. Those are selfish lovers. As long as they come, they're good. They don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, if that's
like,
the case, let me.
You should come. You shouldn't come unless I come first. You do have no business coming if you didn't make me come. You better learn some control.
Seriously. Seriously. And if you can't control it, you are in the wrong club right now.
Mm-hmm.
You better go back to high school. Because that's about the only thing you're going to get. That's going to be like, oh, daddy, oh, daddy. Because a real woman going to be like, I'm sorry, what now? Huh?
Yeah,
listen,
right,
if
right.
you're doing it right, I don't mind calling you daddy if you're doing it right.
Daddy, that's
daddy,
if you do
it. Daddy, daddy, daddy.
Because
daddy,
I'm, listen,
daddy,
I'm,
daddy.
Listen, I'm too old to be faking jazz.
He's like,
listen,
daddy, daddy.
Listen, I call you daddy all day. Daddy, yeah.
If you're hitting it right.
What? If
listen,
you're hitting it right.
Well, I ain't trying to fake no
dad.
Jack. Mm-mm. No, listen.
That's hilarious.
That's why I'm divorced now, because I got tired of faking Jack. No
kidding.
You said first one. Wait a minute. I got to chime in real quick. What about if a dude is tired? What about if a dude is tired? You know what I'm saying? What if he's tired?
But wait a second. Hold up. But what about if I'm tired? But what if I'm tired? And
well,
listen.
All you got to do is lay down there. That's all you got to do is lay down.
What?
I'm
sorry. Wait. Hold up. Wait. Slow that down. Hit the pause button and rewind that cassette again. All I have to do is what now? Now, you know.
All you have to do is lay down.
No, that is not all a woman.
Lay down and
do what? You got to do is lay down.
We don't do that.
They got to do nothing.
They
just
lay there and do what I want to know. Lay there and do what? You just go lay there until he's ready?
Yeah. Me just
no,
laying
just
on my back.
Just lay there and breathe. Just lay there and breathe.
No, it doesn't work that way. No.
Oh, hell.
Because I'm an active participant. So, therefore, laying there is not what I do. And I have an issue because I'm short. So, yeah, I like to be on top. So, that laying there shit ain't working. I also like my handcuffs, I like my feathers, and I like my other restraints. So we ain't even playing that laying there shit.
I'm not laying there.
Do I have to send you a picture of
I'll
all
go
the shit that
room.
I have here again? Really?
Okay.
Between my cat and my tail, my acrylic paddles, don't play with me.
Oh, Lord.
We don't just lay there. I'm sorry. Tamika does not just lay there. Fuck what you heard. Act like you know.
Yeah.
And
I'm. You said if you were tired. So if you were tired, like what would you a woman's
tired
and a dude's tired, two little different things.
How is that different? I'm sorry, because tired is tired. Here's a little newsflash for you.
I'm still on the bus. You gotta give me another 10 minutes. I'm still on the bus.
I know, but I'm gonna put this out there. This is perfect. He's on the bus. We can do this. This is perfect. Understand something. If I'm tired and you tired, but you want it and I want it, we gonna have to drink some Red Bull or something out this motherfucker to get this shit going. Fuck what you heard. Because if I'm taking my time to roll my fucking lazy fat ass over to get fucked, guess what? You better fucking roll your fucking lazy fat ass over and stick that motherfucker up in the sky and let's do this.
Right, Brutus.
That's just what that is. Whoa. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Damn.
Tired.
Okay.
My black ass. My big fat black ass. Fuck out of here.
I can't let you get your butt. This is crazy.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Yeah, guys. Hi. You're listening to the menu. Like Brother B said, you're listening to the menu, and we're talking about the size matter. Can someone please give the call-in number? Because we want guys to call in. We want ladies to call in. We want everybody to call in.
347-324-3395.
That's the call-in number. So you can chime in and give us your opinion, because ladies, tonight is our night to let these men know what the hell is really going on.
Word up.
That's right.
Gotta let them know. You know what?
Y'all need to learn
don't
something.
Know. They don't know.
They
don't
need
know.
To learn something tonight.
They
and Brother B, we ain't talking about you because you were the unicorn. Your new name, you're not even Brother B anymore. You're just the Unicorn. That is your nickname. From here, we will call you the Unicorn.
Unicorn, the Unicorn.
The Unicorn.
Come into a theater near you.
Okay. You do
almost sound
dude,
like a Transformer.
You might as well be. Dude, he's like a Treyu from the freaking Never-Ending Story. See, if anyone listening does not know that,
was
you
that,
are
was
too
that
young.
Was that the dog that flew, that was flying?
No. Atreyu was the young guy, the young dude.
Okay.
Did you really
yeah.
call me a flying dog?
No.
I did it.
Oh,
God,
you calling me a flying dog?
No.
Oh, that was funny.
No. No. See,
okay.
I didn't do all of that. This is what I'm saying. And if you're too young to catch the Never-Ending Story reference, you need to not be listening to us right now.
That's right.
Because clearly, you were like 12 years old, and you need to go play with your Legos.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Okay, I wasn't the only one drinking.
No, I actually grabbed my drink right now because this is a serious topic because men
well,
need
I'm,
to understand.
I'm about to be drinking.
I got my Malibu.
Because men need to understand it is not all about your length. It is your girth and how you work that girth.
And they really
and
you
cannot
know
you're
right.
But
really
wait a minute.
Unicorn, we're not asking you.
There.
But wait a minute,
there are women out there. I'm off the bus, damn it. There are women out there that
now.
There are women out there that would very much disagree with you. That
they
prefer the link.
You know
they
why?
Prefer the link.
It's not that they're stupid. You know what it is? It's because they didn't get it right. Because trust when I tell you that if you get it hit right with that girth, you absolutely will change your religion. That girth is way more important than that length. Because let me tell you something. That girth will hit every freaking spot. Twice.
Exactly.
And make your damn toes
no,
core.
No air, you
yep.
don't get no air pockets or nothing. Or you only get
okay.
air pockets with some skinny dicks where you sound like you're farting. That's only with the skinny dicks, y'all.
Thank
you. You won't get it with the watch.
Thank you. Sorry, Unicorn, are we making you uncomfortable? Unicorn, you wait. I'm going to say, Unicorn, are we still sexual terrorists, Unicorn?
Y'all have been, you have been upgraded. I got to find something
true.
Else.
Like,
what's higher than
something?
We've been upgraded. We've been upgraded from the yellow
like,
to the, what was it, the yellow to the red now.
For real, like, seriously, we are straight cold red because this is really, you know, we joke and we laugh about this, but there are a lot of couples that are at a point where, you know, the sex isn't that great, and they're trying to figure out why.
Why or what it is. But you know what? It's not even going towards the couples. It's just that this is just something that's like personal knowledge that men need to know. And because they also, let me tell you something, men also think, oh, it's like I said, it's the length of it. It's not about that, dog.
It's not always
about that.
And to bring one other point, understand something. Even though she's pushed out a child, that majay-jay does snap back.
Of course.
It snaps back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I think it is.
And guys get intimidated by that. Here's a little newsflash. Yeah, she pushed out the size of a fucking watermelon that you had at your family's freaking last barbecue. But make no mistake, that majay-jay pops back. And guess what?
All right,
when
all right,
that majay-jay pops back, it's a wrap.
Wait a minute. You do have women out there that talk smack, that sit there and say, you ain't doing this. Since this happened, you ain't doing that.
Wait, and I'm gonna hit that right fast. They're doing that because they're just mad. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a chick. Okay, for the anatomically, I'm a chick. Anatomically, I'm a chick. They could be mad about anything.
When you're in love, you know his sex is whack. Then once you fall out of love, now you're gonna tell the truth. Like, maybe your dick was whack.
This is true. This is very true.
I loved you, but you was really whack. I was with one for 15 years.
Girl, bye. I was with one for 10. So me and Nick already know.
Exactly.
So wait a minute.
And don't know what to do with it.
See, the problem is, and I'll be honest with you, when you in love, you let a lot of shit go. Because you're going on emotion. You're not going on the mental as much as you should. You're not going on the whole freaking, the whole honesty. Because
Not all the time.
And I'll be honest with you, I'll take it one step further. If you and whoever the hell it is, whether it's a girl and a dude and whatever the case may be, if you're in love, you're going to let a lot of shit slide. You will.
Right.
You will.
Of course.
You will.
You have blinders on.
You're letting
the sex slide then. Like, you're
yeah,
not
you are.
The sex or anything like
you're
that.
Not. You're not.
No,
because
you're so into it that
exactly.
you connected with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that
exactly.
you're not even thinking on that level. You just so like, oh, I love this man. Not realizing that, you know.
But the same thing could be said, and let's be real, the same thing could be said for a female that's with a dude. Because a dude could be like, yeah, you know, it's not all that great, but, you know, I love her. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So it goes, listen, I don't play favorites to either one of the sexes. I think both sexes are fucked up no matter how you look at it. Personally, that's just me.
But sex shouldn't make a, let me put this out there right now. For me, sex does not make or break a relationship. I'm just putting that out there. If a dude is good to me and treat me right,
but you know what?
We're going to make it
But
happen.
You know what? That's a different level of maturity that a lot of people are not on. You got to understand that. A lot of people are not on that same level of maturity. A lot of people
right.
are still playing high school games.
But,
you know,
but if we should take partners,
and it's sad that they still do that.
You got to bring your game.
You know, but it takes someone who's actually gone past that level to understand what it takes to make a relationship work, whether it be sexual or otherwise. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people just aren't on it. You got people that are older than us that are still playing fucking, oh, I'm in ninth grade, oh, I'm in 10th grade kind of fucking bullshit games.
Right.
No.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Honesty and loyalty and communication and then sex. I need all that other stuff first. I'm sorry. You need to make love to my mind first.
Exactly.
You know,
listen,
I mean, you
know. And now, Nick and Big Red, and we're going to tell you right now, Brother B, although you're probably going to get grossed because, again, Big Red is on, she's on here too, but I'm going to tell you right now, the best way to seduce a real woman is seduce her mind, because once you seduce her mind, the rest of that shit flows like a fucking river. That
yeah,
shit will
exactly.
flow like the fucking
exactly.
Nile. God, and don't get it twisted.
Foreplay is important too. I was the
but you know what? Okay, Nick, can we be real for a minute? Let's be real, Big Red. Let's be real for a minute. As a woman, foreplay is all that important too. But let's be real. If you can have a stimulating conversation with a man, it kind of tingles the senses of the mind. Okay,
oh, yeah.
If it tingles, wait. If it tingles the senses of the mind, it's gonna tingle the rest of the body. It's gonna go from
it's
the mind
same.
Down to the heart.
Not,
down.
Not if you can't carry it out. Because let me tell you, once again, I swear, I write a book. I remember I told you about my maintenance man and my plumber. My plumber can seduce the mind and But when it came down to it, it wasn't like. You know, he has the skinny dick. It's the maintenance man with the fat one. You understand? So the plumber could seduce the mind, but when it came to the act, he couldn't deliver.
Oh, wow.
You understand? So that broke the disconnect.
Wow. That's crazy.
And wait. Unicorn, do you have something to say?
No, I'm saying
Unicorn.
That's a bad show. Yeah, hello. That's a bad
okay.
show.
Okay.
That's a bad show. You can't seduce the mind and then all of a sudden just, like, not come through on any other end.
But this
you know
is
what
it
was?
But that
he was. He watched it. What it is I just tell him, I don't care if it hurt his feelings. I said, listen, you can't do me like how you do every other woman. You got to show me and listen. Look, you got to know my body language. Listen to me. If I'm not giving you a risk, you ain't fucking me right. So you can't do me the same way you do other women.
Right.
I said, stop watching porn. That's his
fucking
problem. If
dude,
we get that together, we'd be good.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and this is, again, you know, and this is the thing. And this is why, if you notice, and I'm going to say this as a woman, if you notice, chicks ain't hiding they shit. They going balls out. Yo, it's to a point now where chicks are putting their shit on Facebook, fucking Twitter, and everything else, and they're blowing up spots. Do you know why? Because they're done. They're finished. They're over the bullshit, and they're like, look, if you can't do X, Y, and Z, you don't need to fuck with me.
That's true.
But wait a minute. Some of that is their fault, because, listen, if you know what
But if I'm telling you, but if I'm telling you and I'm showing you, dude, if I'm sitting there literally with a diagram of what you need to do and you still can't do what's in that diagram, I'm not saying that it's a literal diagram, but if I'm telling you, say it's Netflix and chill night, okay? And we all love Netflix and chill night. It's Netflix and chill night. You rub on my back and I'm like, nah, baby, rub my thigh. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you still rubbing my back? You're stupid.
All right.
You need to leave.
But
okay?
You know,
you're stupid and you need to leave.
Well, first of all,
like I said, the foreplay can be real good. They touch you in the right way. Everything is good. But then when it comes to the actual act, I could have sworn I was raped. I didn't know whether or not to call the police.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Oh, God.
Lord Jesus.
You know what I mean? I was right. I had to throw up game time. Who throws up game time?
That is serious.
I threw my hands up in the air. I swear on everything I love. I threw my hand up in the air and gave the time sign. And was like, whoa, time. Whoa. Throw up game time. There's no game time going there.
Okay,
like,
wait.
What are you doing?
Real fast, if you don't hear me, it's because I'm putting my little man to bed. Because I'm in the backyard and I'm trying not to cause too much drama in the house, because I get in trouble every time I'm on air talking about sex. I get in trouble. And listen, I got sciatica. I can't be holding up to a lot of stuff right now.
Well, check it out. This is my thing. All right, you say that girth matters.
Yes.
I think a lot of women go with the other way, because I think it's a visual. They like the visual.
Right.
But what's good at the visual if when he's inside of you,
but
he ain't doing
but
nothing?
But that's the thing.
You can't
see nothing. But see, what he's saying is right. It's just like now with social media. People go on visual. Oh, she must have a good job because she got that car, she got her hair did, she got this, she got that. Not knowing that might not even be her car. That might be her boyfriend car.
That might not even
she
be
my
car.
She might have on a wig, or she, you know, she probably getting money because she getting pimped out every day. You understand? So that's what he said. It exactly right. They go on visual.
A wide penis is a good visual. At least for me it is. That's hitting the lotto.
But just what you said, you said a wide one. They go on looking at links. They see the links and it's automatically, girl, yeah, I can. I'm on a group on Facebook. And somebody had put up a picture of different sizes of it, more, the length, not the girth or anything, just the length.
Right.
Half the women on there, oh, I can take that, because it was like, I'll say this, it was like eight, it was six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Almost half the women on there, I can take that nine, I could take the ten, I could take the that. I'm saying to myself, stop lying.
Well,
y'all know
damn
well y'all can't take that, because as soon as the dude pull it out, everybody going to be crying. Stop lying to yourself.
Anybody can take a picture.
Exactly.
Anybody can take a picture.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And guess what? Just because they take that picture and you think it's a guess what? There's a thing called Photoshop these days. There's a thing called screenshotting. That don't even have to be him. It could be somebody else they're showing.
Okay,
but just like he said, they go. Everybody goes on a visual.
Why are you not changed yet? Why are you still in your uniform? Get your
back.
Well,
that's crazy.
What I
don't
do is this. Most women, like I said, I mean, everybody's different, but society kind of goes more towards length. they preach length than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very interesting because sometimes, and I've heard stories from other women like, yeah, it was long, but he didn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? Like, you've got to, and I guess maybe too much blood built up. I don't know.
Or something like that. He could have been excited or whatever. Man, like, they normally go longer. It all depends on who you with. They normally go longer the second time. My thing is this. Like, it all depends on the person. But I just don't see the length. It just doesn't do it for me. I need that width. I do.
True. So, but to the people who seem to, like, what do you think length is good for? If anything, what do you think it's good for?
You going very deep,
right? The abyss, rather.
Right.
Is it good?
But if you have a dude that's wise, you don't need that.
But is it good position wise? Is it good for, you know, for position purposes?
Okay. Well, if he's good at doggy, very good at doggy, especially if a woman has a big ass.
Mhm. Absolutely. You got a lot of junk in the trunk. You know, 6 inches ain't gonna do it.
Exactly. That's why I come all the time.
Sorry, brother.
I'm sorry.
What did you say? You saw me on some picture book or something like that?
You stupid. No, sorry. I'm just saying that, and you.
Stupid.
You
told
me it was
No, listen. I'm like this. My man, all my brothers, you tell me, it may not be the biggest shovel in the shack, but I can dig it. So, I ain't take that as any personal remark towards him or me or whatever, but, I mean, listen, I've heard women say, oh, he wasn't big, but he knew how to rock the boat.
What I think is just that.
Then I heard other women say, "Yeah, he was big, but he didn't know how to use it." And that's
the worst thing.
Yeah, that's like having a luxury car. That's like having a rich car, and you on the Grand Central doing like 10 miles an hour.
Or having a bottle of alcohol and not get drunk. Come on. I had that for 15 years. Like, really? How you going to be good and don't know what to do with it? You should be arrested. Like, come on.
Right.
Do something.
She said you should be arrested.
So, all right. So, with that being said, we're still going to refer back to this topic, but all right. Multiple positions.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, is it really necessary for some? Is it really necessary for, you know, to get your point across, so to speak?
Is it necessary to do those? Are you saying, is it necessary to do multiple positions?
Yes,
you'll be bored.
Hell yeah, because then what the hell is the point of having sex then?
You'll get bored.
Exactly. You're going to get bored, and then you ain't going to... You're damn right it's important. Now, that is important.
Yeah.
Is that more important than length? Or, I mean, is that more important than size?
I'll say equally. Because if you got the size going on, the girth, the positions, and the foreplay, everything, it's like that's what makes sex sex. That's what it makes it what it's supposed to be. That's what makes it, I'm not going to say that. I'll say that's what makes it enjoyable.
Right.
That's what makes it just great. Like great sex.
Right.
Like, wow.
It'll make it great, enjoyable, that you make you want to do it with that person again. Because if you ain't got, if you missing some of those factors, I don't care. I don't care. You know, you just, like, you won't want to do it with that person again. It's just like, all right, no, I can't, because you're not exciting. You just want to get your rocks off, and that's it.
Well, I mean, that's true.
Yeah, but
I
if
mean,
you
well, I,
make it enjoyable, I mean, you know.
Well, I guess it depends on what tickles your fancy. Because
okay. Sorry, guys.
Well, you got dudes out there. You got dudes out there who are just, like you said earlier, when someone said earlier, they're just trying to tear it down, get theirs off, and that's that. Like, they think they're tearing it down, but they're just trying to do. They're just trying to get theirs off, and then it's a wrap.
Exactly.
But then you got other types of dudes.
Unicorns.
And those are mainly, and a lot of them are mainly the ones, you know, who feel that they, you know what I'm saying, they got that serious size going, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to dig this out, this, that, and the third, whatever.
And those are the ones that can't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah,
generally.
Yeah, those are the ones
that be talking shit. Oh, I can do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they talk more than
you doing
do.
Something all right. You getting on my last
because,
fucking nerve. That's what you're doing.
No, because they feel that, you know, since they got the size, they don't have to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
Rest, you know, everything is on you. Like, you just get the pole, and that's it.
Yep.
And again, it doesn't work like that in the real world. It doesn't.
Well,
because
in
the real world, let's be real.
Yeah, the hell we don't. Fuck that. I live in the real world.
Fuck what you heard. Act like you know.
Okay.
Listen, if you cannot make my toes curl, you are no longer a necessity. It's one thing if I'm in love, but if you just a maintenance man, bruh, you got to come with your A game.
Because
I will not be calling you.
Exactly. That's why he's the maintenance man, because he's supposed to get the job done.
Exactly.
If not, you fire him.
This is why women have their own Angie's list. Like I said last week, we have our own Angie's list specifically
right.
for that.
Pull out
because
the Angie's list, you know who got the 5 stars, and you know who got the star and a half. Like,
that's
right. And all depends on what you want that night. You like, okay, if you want somebody to eat you know, okay, this one does a better job than this one. I'm gonna call that one. It all depends on what your needs are and who you call.
Yep.
But for the most part, most women want the whole. Listen, I'm gonna be honest. Apparently, you know, I've been told I'm a chick, so let me be honest about it. I want the whole shebang. Whether you're the maintenance man or you my man, if you cannot deliver, we have a problem.
Well, I guess I must be a dude, because there's some times where I don't necessarily want to be touched. I just may want to rape a dude. Like, just bring the penis out. I just want to suck it.
But,
you know,
but see, here's the thing.
So,
but again,
you know,
here it is.
Like, yeah, you know.
But
like,
again, but if you're that guy that's not willing to let me freaking throw you down on a bed and just take control, you need to go. You got to go bye-bye.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
I don't mean
what
the butt plug be.
That's not what I mean. We're talking about
nervous.
No toys involved.
About, I have an oral fixation. So there may be moments where I just want to do that. So don't touch me. I'll tie your hands up. Just let me.
Don't
do
even talk to me.
Out.
Really?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, don't
that's
say nothing. Just lay down.
What's the butt be?
What if
he ain't feeling sexy at the moment? Then what?
He don't have no
choice.
Oh,
I'm going to find a way to make
then
you feel sexy because I want mine.
What the hell
did
he come over for?
He has no choice. What
look, if he ain't feeling sexy,
it.
What the hell did he come over for?
Exactly. You could have straight been like, nah, babe, not tonight. I'd have been like,
absolutely.
I'm cool.
You could have gave me a you could have sent me a damn text message if that was the case. Listen, if you ain't coming, listen, I ain't got time for that.
I don't even say none of that. Dude came
to
my house, and I was like, you already know what it is, so take your pants off.
And what he
and
do?
That's a wrap.
he took his pants off.
I'm aggressive. I'm sorry. I might just take your pants off. Don't say
y'all
nothing. Just pull
bullies.
It out. Know what it is.
Y'all
but again, we are not bullies.
We went from sexual terrorists to bullies.
That's some bullshit.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we like to take control sometimes. Like, we're so used to the men taking control. Sometimes we like to be the ones to take control sometimes.
I feel that.
I don't do sometimes. I'm trying to get mine. I'm sorry.
I always take control. I'm aggressive. You have a certain amount of time.
But you have to be aggressive. And I'm going to say this right now. Women have to. Listen.
You need therapy. You need therapy.
No, she don't.
She's
perfectly fine. Madonna.
You don't.
I mean, everybody got their own thing. Like, I'm a person. I like to be the aggressor sometimes, and I like somebody.
I don't want
to
know what you do.
Oh God.
At all.
Oh God.
All right.
No, the question is no. The better question is, what isn't done? That is the better question. What is not done?
I don't want to know.
You acting up. No, it's not what we're doing. It's what's not being done. Because believe me when I tell you, if a real woman wants that, she is going after that. And chances are, it's balls out. And that's every pun and every freaking innuendo intended. It's balls out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I texted you this last week when I said, when a woman says to you, depending on how she say, I'm hungry. It's been a long time since I've seen you, B. I'm hungry. You know what she wants.
She
wants you. You understand what I'm saying? So
she wants
the D. I don't say that because I'm straight to the point. I'll just come out and tell you, listen, it's been a minute. Where am I?
Let's
that
do
day.
This.
Like, I'm just straight to the point. Like,
like Rudis.
Yeah.
I'm saying, this is what differentiates women from girls. You know? Women know what
that's
they
true.
Want.
That's
they
true.
Know
but
that
I
they want
when
girth. They want power. They want their toes to curl. They want to be like, oh, damn, this motherfucker here. Let me call him back. Yo, dude, you ain't done. We got round 3 and 4. What's going on? You understand what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
a real woman. A girl will be like, oh, okay, yeah. That was fun. Oh, yeah. No, we ain't doing that.
But you know what? She's still getting to know her sexuality. Because when I was younger, I was shy. I didn't know what I wanted.
Because you got broads that are our age and older that are still like, well, you know. No, we're not doing that. Let's be real. You know, because even, listen, I've come across a young girl. And I'm going to tell you right now, I got a young girl. That is a temp at the office right now. God, if they don't hire this girl, I don't know what the hell they doing. Me and this chick be talking some shit that HR, thankfully enough, our HR person is freaking as bad as we are. But we be there talking some real shit, and I have to stop for a minute and be like, how old are you again? Because that's something an old hoe like me would say.
Well, she knows what she wants, and it has nothing to do with age. Some women already know what they want, and then you have older women who don't know how to express themselves or don't know what they want. I had a friend like that. She didn't know how to go about fucking this. I had to tell her, like, look, this is what you do.
Play with the balls, damn it. Jiggle them motherfuckers. Massage them motherfuckers as you sucking that shit.
Hey, I'm listening, man.
I'm sorry. This is supposed to be an R-rated show, isn't it? It turned into an MA.
That shit went out the window like damn near 40 minutes ago.
Not everybody is comfortable and stuff. So I don't judge, you know. If they come to you, let them know. Like, what do you? Because there's a lot of people who have, like me. I have someone banging on the box trying to get loose. I'm trying to keep that bitch contained because if I let her all the way out, I might get arrested. So, you know, you have some people who don't know how to get
you might get arrested. Was you trying to be an exhibitionist?
I don't know.
No,
I was told that it was in me. I don't know. There's something that's calling.
You can't do it in Pittsburgh.
You
can't do it in Pittsburgh. You can't do it in Pittsburgh. Because we are black people in Pittsburgh. You can't do it in Pittsburgh.
No, I'm good. I suppress her.
Oh, God, I don't know what that means.
I need to rephrase because I know it's going to happen. A flasher?
Yeah, you know, girl, people with the long coats on and, you know.
Stop.
No,
stop.
No, 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 no.
We, listen. I'm going to be honest. I'm trying to get groped. I don't know about you.
Oh, Lord.
The only reason why I will be good is because I respect him because he's married. If he wasn't married, all bets would be off.
I know that's right.
All bets would be off.
Whoa,
he's married.
What's the difference? Wait, what's the difference?
Oh, okay.
He's married. I respect marriage.
She respects the sanctity of marriage. And that's another thing.
I couldn't do that. And I respect the women. I couldn't do that. I'm not
a lot of
respect his wife or him. Nah. But if he wasn't married, that's a whole other story. I'm going to grab your ass. You ain't married. You can get married to me, but I don't want to touch your wife.
There you go. And this is coming from ex-church girls, by the way.
Uh-oh.
You're the one who disrespects his wife.
No, I'm going to do that. I can't do that.
Let's be real. Me and Nick, we went to the same church. Oh, goodness gracious.
Yes, we did. Yep.
Goodness gracious.
We all know what went down in the church before church rehearsal.
Yes, we did. Oh, listen, my hand is already up. Come out. My hand is already up waving. Okay. But at the end of the day, I'll be honest with you. One thing we really did take away from it was the sanctity of how important marriage is. Once you have that commitment with someone, that's a wreck. Once you're involved with someone, that's a wreck.
Marriage.
But if your ass is single,
I don't want your number if you marry. No, we
can't
be friends.
Tell him, Nick.
Mm-mm.
Tell him.
No.
But if you're single, well, all better than
all. Single, I'm grabbing your dick.
But see, and that's another thing. A real woman will respect that sanctity of that relationship. A real woman will. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. A real woman will respect that sanctity because that is something that
you... What about a woman? What about a woman that's being treated unfairly?
If she's being treated unfairly, then that is for her to decide whether or not she wants to stay there or leave. Bottom line, a real woman will leave, you know, honestly. If she's being treated...
Well, once she gets the courage... Because you have a lot of women out there who want to leave, but they don't have the strength to leave. They have no self-esteem. Listen, I was there. You understand? Sometimes you have
true. No doubt.
And my biggest fear was being by myself, which is now. I foreseen this in the future and was trying to avoid this. So I said, you know what, let me stick around. But then one day I said, you know what? This motherfucker had me kill him. So instead of me being in jail and licking Big Bertha, let me leave this because I was ready to stab him in his sleep. But how you want to be in the bed sleeping smiling? That pissed me off. You in the bed smiling, sleeping, and meanwhile, he's doing me dirty. I slit his throat in Jersey. I said, it's time to leave.
But you know what? She ain't wrong. She ain't wrong. And I'm going to be honest with you, I felt the same way. I'm telling you, there was a situation where I was sitting there watching Snap.
Because
that is my guilty
passion.
Yeah,
that's why I had to stop watching that show because I was getting too many ideas.
And this mofo sat there. I guess that's when
size really does matter. More to take down.
Okay. And this mofo was sitting there talking mad junk. And I was like, yeah, keep fucking around with my black ass. You might end up on there. He was like, He was talking mad shit. I was like, I guarantee. I know where you work in New York, bruh. You don't want to do this. Because you can get murked right outside of Coney Island houses and with nobody know nothing.
Hey. Change the name to protect the innocent.
That's why we have to make our choice.
I didn't mention who it was. But
well, you mentioned in areas.
Yeah, no areas.
I'm saying, I could have said
no
QB
areas.
For all that, because you know though, nobody
drinks that.
The East River over there.
Bling,
but
bling.
My whole point is this. My whole point is this. Women will take shit to an extent. When a woman is fed up, you might want to run and run it fast. Because
they
when that woman is done,
because R. Kelly be saying it.
When a woman's fed up, there's nothing
that's
you can
right.
do about
no
it.
That's right.
And
nothing
you can do about it.
You could do about
and
it.
A good penis will only get you but so far. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You
it ain't going to take you the whole way. It'll just last you for a minute. Then she goes, so you know what? I found you. I'll find another good dick. Bye.
That's right.
First of all, I ain't listening to no dude that been pissing on a minor. That's first of all. I got a daughter, and certain things I just can't see past anymore.
Yeah, wait, I got to interject.
I
have to interject.
Wait, I have to interject real fast.
Wait, let me interject. Your daughter will probably freaking choke slam a dude before he even gets that quote. I'm just saying, it will turn into some real WWE shit where she's choke slamming a dude and beating him.
Yeah, my daughter got two.
I'm scared. Listen, I'll be honest. I'm scared of your daughter. Do you know why I'm scared of your daughter?
I'm scared.
Because I know who her father is.
Oh,
I'm like,
she
like
ain't no fool.
It'll be 12 hours.
On the real? Okay. On the real? Let's be real for a second. Your daughter is straight Jason Bourne. I'm not fucking with her. You say
she's
what you want,
but
Jason Bourne.
That's good. She has a dad life count.
Oh, I'm not mad at her. Thank God she's like that. I wish more little girls were like that. And I'm not playing, because if little girls had the mentality, it would be really different. That's all I'm saying.
I find it interesting how she be giving her friends relationship advice, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. Who the hell are you? I asked her, I said, who the hell are you to be giving somebody a relationship advice? I said, you got a boyfriend? She said, no. I said, you better not.
Yeah,
so,
you know why she's giving
that's...
relationship advice? You want to know why? Because your daughter ain't dumb, and she done seen the real world. Okay?
Well, I'm
going to
talk about it between me and her mother, right?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Your daughter ain't stupid. She's dumb.
Well, that's
but
a good thing.
Y'all have
dumb.
To realize one thing.
Well,
just,
as a matter of fact,
she's
she needs to hang out with DJ and teach him something.
But y'all have
that's
to realize, she's just 13. Guess what? You know, ladies, please, I know y'all can all relate. When you get, like, between, I'll say, 15, 16, 17, you all that sense that you had at 13 and 14, you lose it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no.
No. Picture.
I would say
oh, yeah.
that.
All of a sudden, you're like, ooh.
You
yeah.
lose it. Yeah,
yeah,
you lose it.
I would say that, except for one thing. I was a beast when I was that age.
I was. I didn't start like 16.
Yeah, she was.
I was good.
I was a straight beast. I was, and
yeah.
I have no. Listen, I'll be honest. I got no qualms with admitting I was a fucking
beast. She would hit you with
an
icy puck, and there ain't no ice around.
Nope. And laugh at you, talking about, oh, you fucked up, ain't you? Oh well.
And she mean, because you was mean. You and Nicole was for me.
No. Nicole was nice. No, don't get it twisted.
She was.
Nick,
yes,
she was. What the fuck
listen,
you? Compared to me,
listen.
Nick was a fucking
Nick,
saint. She
Nick,
had
Nick,
a halo
Nick,
and wings.
Nick was
Mika,
nice.
Be no more about me. No, be, y'all know different sides to me. You don't know church Nick, Mika. You didn't know.
No, listen.
Getting with that dude changed me a lot.
No, no, but you, listen,
yeah, when
you got
been,
with that
when you
dude. No,
with
no,
him,
no, but I'm talking about, no,
with?
I'm talking about Nick prior to him. Prior to him, Nick was a
oh,
saint.
Oh, yeah, prior
you
to
couldn't.
Him, yeah, I was a good girl.
But after that,
oh,
well,
yeah,
up.
I know, I used to get evil looks from you all the time. So
no,
about nice. You was
but
was
it wasn't, but it wasn't you.
No
you got to understand. See, stop. Stop,
no, wait,
Brother B.
Time out. Your boy played us against each other, all right, because you used to give me that.
That's what that was.
I y'all against each other.
No, you
he
didn't.
Made it seem like,
he did.
He made it seem like that. You, like you wasn't too particular on me, and I was like, "Well, if you don't like me, fuck you too." And you used to give me
well,
dirty
no,
advice before these started.
Stop! Wait! Let's be real for a minute.
Shut
let's
up.
Be real.
No, we need to end it. I want him to say it. You got a problem with me,
what?
But listen. Let's be real. He was a piece of shit. He listen. I'm going to be real, Nick. You know I love you 100 grand. I probably shoot a motherfucker for you and laugh at it because that's just who I am. But let's be real for a minute. That dude tried to play everybody against you. Let's be real. Because
he
didn't like Nick.
He said you trying to talk to him. He said you trying to talk to him.
What the hell I want with that motherfucker?
He said you trying to talk to
him. But you understand what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know why B would think, I didn't know you, B. You know what I mean? But you used to give me dirty looks.
And so if you're going to give me a dirty look, I'm
going to
give
you a dirty look. Well, you were throwing dirty looks first.
She wasn't,
no,
though.
No, you wasn't, Sergeant Slaughter.
So
for real,
God.
Dude, you don't understand that motherfucking manipulative fucking sociopath fucking narcissistic
yeah.
son of a bitch. He basically tried to fucking isolate Nick. Let's be real,
yes.
friends.
Wait a minute,
yes.
So Nick, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did his size matter?
You know what, y'all?
Was I not supposed to ask?
Let me ask a question.
And did his size matter?
You. He didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
And he should have.
If you don't know what,
and also he's old fashioned. He felt that a real woman would not approach a man. So he wanted me to wait for him to address that. I couldn't address that. He had to be the one to do it.
You understand, B?
But
it had to be scheduled.
But you take his virginity. You took his virginity.
We took each other.
Huh?
We took each other.
Oh, okay. But I was about to say, because I was like, that boy ain't had nothing before you. maybe Vaseline.
And if
that's
the truth,
the whole shit.
Or, okay, now I'm gonna be Tamika about this shit.
He thought he was the shit. He thought he was like when I first met him, he was a sweetheart. Then when we got to the 10th grade,
that's when he changed.
All of a sudden he changed, and it's like his dick must have got real big. I don't know. He changed and became a different person because he used to be a sweetheart. He changed.
Honey, it wasn't his dick. It was his ego.
It was his ego.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Well, I don't know what ego that he has. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, can I be honest?
A lot of people coming at me because of him. You know, well, Adam, you know, Mika, you know Adam.
Of course I know Adam.
Yeah, he says shit about Adam. He says, he's like, who else? He tried to get me to start talking to B.
I'm offended.
Everybody.
I'm offended that motherfucker even had the audacity to say, I was trying to get with him. Whoa, wait a second.
Said,
one,
said,
you're not cute.
He said, whoa, you're not cute.
You're not cute.
Right, yeah, that's my wife and all that shit. Yeah, he was saying a lot of shit. Ray in my class, he teaches
yep.
Ray. We have Ray's about to go at it. Yeah.
But this
that
is what I'm saying. And
like,
you know what? And this is,
like
and this is a problem.
Huh?
You... Let me
fight.
Tell you,
you
something.
How many times I got suspended or got in trouble because I was trying to, because I had his
but
back.
But this is
wait
the point.
Minute,
you got to understand
wait,
something.
Wait.
What'd
you say, B?
I said, how many times I got in trouble just to have his back. Like, he wasn't throwing no punches. Who you think was defending him?
I know it was you. But B, who you think was defending you? I may not have been your fan. But I kept it 100. Why do you think he wouldn't let me go to the studio? Because he didn't like the fact that I liked you. I was like, yo, who's that? He's like, he said, that's Tribe. I was like, who's that? Byron. I said, yo, he's good. He was like, what do you mean? He sound better than me? I was like, he got had a different sound and stuff, but he's really good. And then he didn't want me to come to the studio.
You understand?
I know he was hating like that.
And that is a problem.
You see, people, if you're listening, to the menu,
you're finding out
the
truth.
Brother B, listen, the people that you break, some of the people that you break bread with, some people that you share stories and cry with, some of them are going to other people and they talking shit. You know, like
exactly.
Nowadays,
the word friend
ain't always what it means.
Nope.
Exactly.
It's not.
Like, you were cool like that, but I'm like, right. Like, if you talented, you talented. It is what it is. And then he kind of make it seem like, oh, he got to talking to Rakim by accident. Okay? If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't talk to him. He crank called Rakim and hung up. I said, don't crank call him. He cranked his mother. I said, don't. I said, just be a man and talk to her and say, what's up? That's how he started. That's how he got Rakim's number. He lied about a lot of shit. He wasn't trying to put nobody on. He was trying to go solo from the gate.
And for the record, wait, I have to interject here. Trife, Heck,
yes.
And Slim all have been at, where was I? I was in Kingsborough at the time. How many times did I have you guys up to the studio and beg you guys to come back for more? You know, and mind you, at the time, guys,
all the way at the end of the all that way at the end of the world.
I like but you know what? But I'm gonna bring you a little deeper into this. Now, mind you, Slim and Trifon Heck were at the time the best of buddies. I don't know what the situation is now.
We still are.
Okay, great.
Ain't
you guys are still the
buddies. We brothers. We ain't got to speak every day, but we still brothers. Listen, anybody call me and throw up the bat signal, I'm there.
But this is the thing. Now, mind you, Nikki's fucking sleaze bag son of a fucking bitch rat bastard motherfucker.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Oh, Lord.
Good thing he ain't listening.
I said that out loud. I'm sorry. He was too busy trying to keep Nikki behind and trying to fucking just be like, no, you can't talk to nobody. Now, at the time, I was with Slim. Slim, on the other hand, was like, hey, handle your scandal. Do you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because Slim was never insecure about that shit.
Oh, yeah. There's no purpose in being insecure. That shit will get you killed or in trouble.
Because he already knew. One, he already knew. Once I was with him, that was it. There was nobody in my vision. You know what I'm saying?
But
you
that's how it is.
Well, not was. It still
and
is.
But the difference
overly, overly protective of the woman. They don't. It's usually because they're insecure. They're insecure.
And that's the problem. And this is why I'm so glad. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. When I called back up, because I hadn't seen Nick in a minute. And when I found out she was in JC, I was living there at the time. I was like, what, you over here? Blah, blah, blah. We talking, and the scumbag, because he's a scumbag. I'm sorry, he's a scumbag. The scumbag was like, oh, don't be meeting up with her, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? That's my girl. I've known her longer than you. Do you know why?
He didn't love me.
He want me. Be real. He didn't want us hooking up. At any point.
And I hate dudes like that, too. I hate dudes like that where they don't want you to be, like, they want to isolate you from your, you know, from your
and
people.
That's
like,
what
you
he
know,
did.
Like that to people.
But he did it on below. And that's the thing. He did it where I didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that damn low. Because even I picked up on that shit, and I was like, whoa,
yeah, but when you're, when
wait
you're,
a second.
When you're in the relationship,
it's
right,
different.
When you're in a relationship or the soul, like in the pot, you're not seeing what everybody's seeing on the outside.
Exactly. And you absolutely right. And you
don't see what everybody
right.
else, is, everybody else, and people are telling you, but you don't see it. Believe me, I've dealt with many people that's like that, where they don't see nothing, even though you're telling them, but you know they see it as something else, and it's just like, all right, well, listen, do you, son, because I ain't nothing else.
And
help
this
you
is
with.
Why when Nick told me she left him, when I tell you I jumped in on my knees, I was like, thank you, Lord.
Right.
She got rid of that asshole.
Because she's seen it. That's what it is. Some people have to see things for themselves, unfortunately.
And that's what it is. And just like with me, when I fucking left my ex fucking wife, fucking whoreback son of a bitch that he was.
Lord, look. Oh, Lord.
God damn. Listen, but my thing is, all right. So what
the point?
You can tell this is a real conversation because we just left the topic like 40 minutes ago. But
yeah, we ain't even get there.
The point is, what kept you around? What kept
love
you
and stupidity
around?
Love and stupidity. Because again, when
so
a female isn't when a female
the position.
No, and I'm gonna tell you, when a female is in love, she don't see nothing other than the fact that she's in love. That's when she's in love. But when she's just
so
out for
a woman
her,
in love, a woman in love. I mean, hey, what's up, Hot Rod? Because 3054, we know who that is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
of course.
Hot Rod.
When a woman is in love, you're trying to tell me bad penis is good penis.
No, when a woman is love, she's willing to ignore the fact that the penis is bad.
You got to leave me, son. You
no,
gotta
everything
leave me.
Else.
No, I'd rather tell me the truth. I'd rather you just leave me.
Like
leave me.
Like,
well,
like,
now,
so
again, it's
good. Like,
but it's a different story. Listen, once a woman, but you got to understand something. Once a woman's been scorned, listen, Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Shakespeare said this for a reason. Because once a woman has been scorned,
right,
she is all out.
If the sex ain't right, if the sex ain't right, leave. Like, I'd rather you just tell me.
Listen, you got to understand something.
No.
What you got to understand is a woman will fucking find everything under the sun. And I'm going to be real. A woman will find everything under the sun to stay with that man because
what
she's
you,
in
what,
love.
What you,
love
what you got to say,
Ira?
Nico, you need to stop watching Empire, okay? Stop watching Empire.
Empire.
You're watching your mind right now.
Empire.
That's
oh, shit, that's all tonight.
That.
I'm missing Empire? Son of a bitch.
No.
No.
Wasn't the finale last week?
Yes, it was.
I didn't see it. Oh.
Who knew that, sucker?
You're killing me. You're killing me. I miss it. Fuck, I'm missing the season finale of fucking Supernatural right now. Nick, I'm missing the Supernatural of our future ex-husbands right now.
Cool, no. See, that's your problem. You always want sex. Everybody needs sex. Sex is a very important part of a relationship. No ands or buts
about it. Sex is not the important part of the relationship. It's not the most important part.
Sex is a beautiful thing in any relationship. Listen.
But it's not the most important part
it's
of the
not, exactly.
Not the most important, but it's definitely
But
important.
It damn sure helps.
Listen,
but yeah,
damn
sure fun.
If he's honest and loyal and his sex is bad, I would still take him. I'm sorry. Because
I damn sure need a couple of listen,
still take him. I'm sorry.
I don't know about
it's
y'all.
It's going to last a long time because I got a man that loves me and has my back. That's the most important thing.
But
I don't know about y'all.
Why do we run out of batteries? What's your next plan?
Damn, you ain't lying about that.
Did he say when you run out of batteries? Did he say when you run out of batteries?
Damn straight.
Yes.
He ain't lying.
Sir, let me explain something to you. There's no, they don't always have to be batteries required. There's a thing called, I'm sorry, cuz, dildos.
I don't use that because I like to keep it tight.
Manual labor? Really?
I'm not gonna comment any more than that, okay?
You better than me because manual labor is
say anything
just not
else.
What I'm about. I'm not about manual labor.
I don't want to know nothing about what you're about. Okay?
Shut up, Brother B.
I don't want to
know. Shut up, Brother B.
As you were saying, Hot Rod.
I'm about to forget where you are.
Hot Rod, as you were saying.
I'm just saying, okay? All right? Batteries don't always have to be required, all right? God.
Well, they are Bluetooth. Well, listen, they are Bluetooth now. Just in case.
I don't know about that one.
Little Bob.
All of
some of them are rechargeable.
Speak on it, please.
It's not.
Okay.
Wait. Pause. How about where baby mama? Because I wanted her to chime in on this.
She's seeing the baby right now. That's why I'm in the bathroom, okay? She's seeing the baby
Son
right
of a
now.
Bitch. I need to call her. Wait, I'm going to call her. Hold up.
No.
Let her feed the baby.
Don't ruin the man's peace.
Exactly.
That was a peaceful moment right now.
But Jesus Christ, I'm in the bathroom right now talking to you guys. In the bathroom.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah. But.
All right. All right.
Okay, but what happened to the love? What happened? People don't have love like the way they used to be anymore. Love is completely different now. Like Brother B and I discussed a few weeks ago, people think about sex first before love in this generation today. How can you explain that? If the love is not, if sex is not part of it, you need it.
That's a different type of relationship. You have to know what type of relationship.
That's the maintenance man.
If you want somebody to just fuck, that's the maintenance man on the plumber. But if you in a relationship and this man is doing you good and honest and loyal, but his sex game is not up to par, I'll take that motherfucker any day because he's treating me like a queen.
I believe it, but there's a lot of good guys out there that do that, and the woman still treat him like crap, and that gets
me
on my nerves
all
the time.
Because that good guy is fucking with the wrong woman. That's why somebody needs to give that stupid motherfucker the memo and tell him to stop fucking with these stupid bitches. That's why.
You got some women out there that get bored. You got women out there that do get bored,
exactly.
And they
want to
change. And they want a little change of venue. They want a little change of venue. They want a little.
Yeah, but it's not that serious.
You have to know who you're dealing with. But we're all women getting paid for what some other chick did, and that's the part that's not fair. Men make women pay for getting hurt.
So why is this show Mary Jane so popular? Why is Scandal so popular?
I don't.
I don't watch that. Scandal, I watch, but Being Mary Jane.
What, Being Mary Jane?
Off.
Being Mary Jane, you talking about?
Off.
Yeah, that's the name.
Yeah.
You're
saying,
yeah,
why is it so popular?
Yeah, why is that so popular? Why is Scandal so popular?
Because this is because...
Well,
Scandal
is the shit.
Well,
Scandal
is different. I think Scandal is different from Being Mary Jane. Being Mary Jane is more of... This is something that women go through all the time. We go through these things. And I think it's things that should be talked about or should be known because guess what? You know, it happens. It's happened.
Right.
Yes, we go through multiple men. Yes, we deal with married men. We go through all kinds of stuff. And, you know, we're always looked at as, oh, women, you know, we're supposed to be strong all the time. But, you know, we have our weak moments. All of us have our weak moments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is.
We have our weak moments all the time.
But the problem is we're not supposed to show them.
Right. That's
the problem.
Well, see, my attitude is this. No woman's a hoe unless you walk in the street. Unless you're on 12th or 11th Avenue. Anything else besides that, I don't consider them. Like, listen, guys do it. Women do it. I mean, women.
Y'all human.
Yeah, but
y'all
unfortunately,
gotta,
again.
You know, kill the crave, too. So.
Yeah, but
I don't,
unfortunately.
I don't like the whole label unless you out there hooking. Because I don't,
yeah, but
I don't really
yeah,
believe that.
But, yeah.
Well, no. But there are certain situations, we won't comment on them, but there are certain situations where a broad is a hoe. I'm sorry, if you are married and you are fucking around, you a hoe.
Depending on the situation, because you never
right.
know.
Right.
No, you never know what type
a
of
hoe
is
a
hoe
from the situation.
People have a ring.
There is no
people
situation.
Have a ring.
No. You, once you marry,
people have
arrangements
nowadays.
See, and that's
listen,
the difference. Once you marry, once you sign that paper, you are committed to that person until you either A, drop dead, or
but
B, divorced.
But sometimes the love dies. Something. What to do? You go to the next. You go to plan B. But plan
there
B.
Is no plan B. Because once that ink is signed, you have no. Your plan B is either death or divorce. Those
exactly.
That's your
point
of
view. If you don't want to be there no more, then leave. A lot of people
right.
don't
I feel that.
They
yeah,
run.
No,
you don't
no,
want to
but
be...
there's some people. There's still some people who want to be there. There's some people that want to be there, but sometimes
but you,
they listen.
You
it's
can't
like
be
you
there.
You go to the ice cream parlor. You ain't gonna go get the same flavor all the goddamn time. Even
why not?
You keep going,
yeah, but then
even,
if
listen,
that's the case, then why get married? My thing is, then what are you getting married for?
Exactly. Thank
everybody
you,
has different reasons.
Thank you.
Everybody got different reasons.
Thank you, Red.
I'm not gonna get married to somebody if I'm not. If that's
oh,
not what I'm ready for, I'm not getting married. If that's not what I'm ready for, if I want to be out there jumping on bones here and there, I'm not getting married.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Thank
you. Like
I was just, throwing the curveball.
Yeah, you throw the curveball and you see what happens with that, right?
Okay.
Well, how many minutes we got left? We got like what, 6 minutes left in this?
Oh, we got five
okay.
minutes.
Oh, we
five
got
minutes.
Five. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah,
okay.
we done went all around the world. Aye.
Okay.
Nah.
So at the end of the day, size does matter, but not length. Girth. That's my
yes.
that's my sticking point.
That's for
girth.
Me. I swear. I need. Yeah, that's important.
Because bruh, seriously,
let me ask something. Do women have issues with size? Like, are they like long?
Yes.
And
yes.
short?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
You got the women who are real wide, too.
We do. See, and again,
okay.
that bitch is playing that ball.
What do you mean by size? Do you mean the size of the penis or the size of the ass or size of the breast?
Size of the
or
penis.
Or three. Okay.
Size of the penis, and if it's the length and the girth. Personally, for me, it's girth over length.
Me too.
Yep.
Because I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest. Wait now. I'm gonna be honest. If you were six, listen, you could be 6 to 7 inches in length, but your girth can be that, the size of a fucking watermelon. As far as, and I'm like, whoa. That, like, again, it's size versus girth. For a woman, it's size. Well, for me, it's size versus girth. I can't speak for every other woman. But for me, it's size versus girth, and I prefer girth over size.
Friction.
But that's why you need the girth. That's why you need the girth. Because you're hitting every fucking point known to man, and then some other points based on your girth. Based on your girth. And that alone will turn a bitch into a pole dancer instead of a box dancer. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and then that's how you can get her to be a bitch. What? Oh.
That's where that whole debate about fucking box versus fucking penis comes. Box
that's
versus pole comes into play.
Exactly.
That's where it all comes into play.
With? Exactly. He's dangerous. That's the danger.
Well, I guess we don't have to ask
unicorns.
About multiple positions. I guess we don't have to ask about multiple positions.
No,
multiple
I mean,
unicorn. We don't have to ask about you. Unicorn, we already know about you.
You know, the only reason why you could call me that is because my whole thing was, for years, I was playing the side piece. So
yes,
as
unicorn, we know.
You what?
Yes, unicorn.
You have to,
unicorn.
As a side piece,
unicorn. Unicorn was side piece.
Yes, I was a side piece for years. You know what? Because.
But
and
this
because,
is why you're the unicorn.
Because it's the knowledge.
This is why you're the unicorn.
Listen,
unicorn,
thing,
unicorn. Wait. But unicorn. Unicorn,
uh-huh.
I'm about to big up you unwillingly, but I'm going to up you anyway, Unicorn. Unicorn,
hey,
apparently, you have the
you
package.
Like, I want to hear from him. Why did you like being a side piece? Because
that's
I'm curious.
Oh, because of knowledge, the information. One thing about being a side piece, real side pieces, listen. They listen. When someone else is not listening, I'm listening. And I'm doing what I was doing what he wasn't doing.
And that's
you know,
why you're the unicorn. Because not
you know
a lot of side pieces listen. But you know what?
Yeah, and exactly.
Not
I knew my role. I knew my lane. I didn't step out of it. Hey, if you came over, I made you something to eat. We sat down. We spoke. It was your option if you wanted to sleep together or not. I was no problem.
But
that's
again,
you
got to understand.
The benefits, you doing
no,
the for me while the maid
now a little gay
benefits.
Urkel. Now a little gay Urkel.
Okay. My whole thing is I wasn't stressing it. If you wanted to come by and talk or you wanted to meet up and talk, we talked. Like I said, sex wasn't always the first option.
On whose
that's,
mind, yours or hers?
Hers.
I
if
think
she
just
wanted
didn't
to
want
sit down and talk, then I would listen. Well, that was what it was, too. Yeah, I didn't want to. I just wanted to sample the buffet.
Okay, we're down to like the last minute 30. It's that much.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, listen. Yeah.
So let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. We're going to have to continue this conversation later.
Pop,
thank you for calling in. Big
no
Red,
problem.
Nicole,
yeah.
AKA The Agenda.
Beautiful conversation.
And
beautiful.
Here you go.
And Brother D.
Right,
and I guess, does the size matter? It's all about the friction.
Yes.
And are multiple positions necessary?
Friction equals, girth equals friction.
Depending on your age. So with that.
There you go.
Y'all have a good night, man. Another
okay.
Guys,
yeah.
We love you. Peace.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to us tonight. We'll catch you next week.
Later.
Okay, later. Nicole, all right.
Later, guys. Thank you.
If you got any more questions, Nicole, inbox me.
That's right.
Inbox right, one of us or all of us. Deuces. Love, peace, and Afro
Later.
Scene.
Later.
Later.